It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing good today. Today I'm going to talk about something that's it's just some dark shit. I'm going to talk about the Oxford High School shooting today, and I'm going to talk about what happened and the impact that this shooting's had on, Michigan and, in schools around the nation and stuff like that. But before we get into all that, I just want to tell you guys that you can subscribe to the premium version of the Cody Springer Show. You can subscribe for only 49 cents, for a limited time only. We got a couple premium episodes up there, but you can only access those for 49 cents. And also, there will be some guest interviews coming. Been talking to a few people, and we're going to get those interviews done here soon. So, you'll have early access to all of those guest interviews about 3 days before anybody else does. So, if you want to listen to the guest interview, then you have to subscribe to the premium version for only 49 cents a month in order to get access early before anybody else does. It's a great perk to have for the Cody Springer Show premium. And so there'll be more premium content to come on the premium tier. And also, if you are looking to become a sponsor of the Cody Springer Show, if you're a business, a brand, record label, artist, YouTube gamer or YouTuber in general, or if you have a product you like to promote, or if you have a cause, if you have a cause that you want to promote, then you can become a sponsor of the Cody Springer Show, and I will promote this product for you. I do have a Fiverr page. If you're on Fiverr, if you're looking to, a purchase promotion for your brand, then you can go to my Fiverr account and purchase that. And there's fixed amounts for that if you want to become, a sponsor that way. Or if you want to work out something in particular with me, then hit me up in my email. It's Cody Springer 0391 at gmail.com. Again, that is Cody, Cody Springer, Springer, 0391 at gmail.com. I'm very reasonable. We'll work out a great price. I'm not going to charge an arm and a leg, and you'll get a quality promotion for your product or your brand. Or if you want to hit me up on Instagram, that's cool too. You can hit me up on Instagram at the Cody Springer. All right, now that we got the promotion out of the way, let's talk about the Oxford high school shooting. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly was ultimately responsible for the deaths of four students. So basically what happened, Ethan Crumbly, 15 years old, he's at school, and he goes into the bathroom with a backpack, and then he comes out about a minute later with a semi-automatic handgun, and then afterwards, he went down the hallway and started firing at fellow students, and Like I said, four students are dead as a result of this young man's actions. He had seven rounds of ammunition loaded into his gun, two 15-round magazines, when he was stopped by the police. So he you know, opened fire, had a plan, from what I can see. Like I said, four students are dead. There was three students that died at the scene. And then there was eight other people who were injured, including a teacher. And the fourth student died in the hospital as a result of injuries sustained during the shooting. They were aged between 14 and 17 years old. And, I mean, just sad shit, man. You know, like, these kids lost their lives. You know, they were innocent in all of this, man, you know. And look, I don't know if this kid, Ethan Crumbly, I don't know if he was bullied, you know. He might have been. I haven't heard anything about that. But from everything I've heard, you know, from an investigation standpoint, it seemed like this kid was disturbed mentally. And, you know, he had plans to kill, you know, his fellow classmates, you know. And the way that the school handled this was just fucking insanity. Fucking insanity, man. But, you know, how did this kid get the gun? You know, how did he get his hands on a semi-automatic weapon? Well, his fucking parents are the ones to blame for this, because, you know, his parents, which her names are James and Jennifer Crumbly. Now, his dad, James, was the one who purchased the gun under his name from a local shop on Black Friday, 4 days before the shooting. And Ethan was with his dad when the gun was bought. And then he posted it on social media later that day. And that his mom, Jennifer, referred to the gun as Ethan's new Christmas present in a social media post. Wow. Fucking just wow, man. So, the day of the shooting, you know, Ethan was exhibiting some strange behavior. You know, a teacher spotted Ethan using his phone to look for ammunition and reported him. And then Ethan told them that him and his mother recently traveled to a shooting range and that shooting sports were a family hobby. So the school called his mom, she didn't respond, and then texted Ethan saying, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. And then there was a violent drawing on Ethan's desk that was reported. Yeah, there was a drawing of a handgun saying and it said, the thoughts won't stop, help me. And then there was a drawing of a bullet. And then there was words above the bullet that said blood everywhere. Between the drawing of the gun and the bullet is a drawing of a person who appears to have been shot twice and bleeding. Below that figure is a drawing of a laughing emoji. Further down, it says, my life is useless. The world is dead. So the teacher took a picture of the drawing, and he was taken out to the guidance counselor's office. And then the school called Ethan's parents, And, you know, his parents were shown the drawing. And they were, they told him, you know, that Ethan needs counseling. And then the parents, they resisted the idea of him leaving school. They refused to take him home. And they allowed this kid to return to class. Are you fucking kidding me? They allowed this kid to return to class after seeing that fucking drawing. Oh, man. So, around 12:50 p.m. is when Ethan started shooting people. And then at 1:22, this was after the news broke the story, and then his mom, Jennifer, texted Ethan saying, "Ethan, don't do it." And then about 10 minutes later, his dad calls 911 to report his gun missing and that his son, Ethan, could be the gunman at Oxford High. Wow. So, I think the school right here, I think the blood is on their hands too. Because they allowed him to return to class. You know, his parents refused to take him home. Now, look, I'm not saying that, you know, he wouldn't have done this on, you know, I'm not saying that this would have been prevented. Maybe on a different school day, you know, he would have done this. But I'm saying the school should have done more to protect its students and staff. The kid was clearly disturbed. Because no kid in their right mind makes a drawing like that. No kid in their right fucking mind does that shit. So clearly, Ethan had every intention of wanting to kill his fellow classmates. Like, he had the desire to do it. He had his desire to do it. And I think that the fact that the school allowed him to go back to class, it just, wow. I mean, the blood is on their hands. It's on the school's hands, too. You know, they could have prevented this from happening. They could have prevented this all from happening. And Ethan's parents, yeah, they have a hand in this as much as Ethan does, because his dad bought him the fucking gun. A 15-year-old kid does not need a fucking handgun, dude. Now, look, I don't know if anybody listening to this podcast, if they're, you know, if they use guns or if they own guns and stuff like that, and they've had their kids learn about guns and gun safety and stuff like that. You know, I mean, you do what you want. But in this case, you know, the parents were incredibly irresponsible. You know, allowing their son to have this incredibly dangerous weapon. Now, look, I've shot guns before, man. You know, I've shot handguns, shotguns. I've shot an AR-15. You know, and like, here's the thing. When you possess a gun in your hands, you are ultimately responsible for how that weapon's used. And the moment that you turn that gun on another person, their life is in your hands. And you have the power to take that life. Now, do I own a gun? No, I do not. And that's because I don't think I live in a dangerous enough neighborhood to justify me owning a gun. Now, if we lived in in Michigan or LA or Arizona or Florida, where crime is, on an uptick, then maybe I would consider purchasing a handgun for protection, just in case. But that's the thing, when you, because here's the thing, when people have guns in the in their hands, I don't think they understand the gravity of what they have in their hands. Because with a single pull of a trigger, they can end somebody's life, dude. And this kid, 15 years old, who was clearly disturbed, knew what he was about to do. The moment that he came out of that bathroom and drew that gun, he knew what he was about to do. And yet the high school and his parents did nothing to stop it. And now four people are dead, and eight others are traumatized for the rest of their fucking lives because of Ethan Crumbly's actions. So let's talk about what Ethan's being charged with. He was arraigned on December 1st. He was charged with terrorism, causing death, first degree murder, assault with intent to murder, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, with the possibility of more charges being added as the investigation continues. Now, this was the first time in the history of the United States where a terrorism charge was filed in relation to a school shooting. The terrorism charge is provided under Michigan law for an act that is intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. Now, do I agree with these charges? Yes, I do. Because, I mean, the terrorism charge, yeah, I mean, he terrorized, these kids. He had the intent to murder them. First degree murder, that's obvious. Assault with intent to murder, obvious. Possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, obvious. So yeah, I mean, I agree with all the charges brought against this kid, Do I think he should serve the rest of his life in prison? Absolutely. I do. Now, I mean, but then again, what is this kid's mental state like? I mean, he could have a mental disorder. So in that case, maybe he'll live out his days in a mental institution. But if this kid was in his right mind, then yeah, I think he should serve the rest of his life in prison, for sure. Now, as far as the parents go, they were also charged. Yeah, Jennifer and James Crumbly were charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter for their failure to secure the gun that Ethan used in the shooting. Now, do I think the parents should have been charged? Absolutely. Because his dad was the one who bought the gun for him. So therefore, I think James, is the one who basically put that gun in his hands to kill his fellow students. Now, Jennifer, she encouraged her son's behavior. Flat out. Now, the prosecutor in this case, Karen McDonald, people might be thinking that she is being a overzealous and unfair prosecutor because she's bringing down all these charges on Ethan and hurt his parents. But I think she's got every right to. Because this shit should not have happened. This shooting should not have happened. And those kids should still be alive. They should all be still here. But they're dead. You know, these kids have their entire lives ahead of them. Only to be cut short. Because a 15-year-old kid who is mentally disturbed brought a gun to school that his parents bought him. I mean, to be honest, James might as well have been the guy who might as well just been the one who killed those kids since he bought the gun. And that's just the way I look at it, man. But yeah, I mean, Ethan's going to be charged as an adult. He entered a plea of not guilty. And yeah, he's held without bond. And he's actually in the Oakland County Jail. Yeah, he's not in no juvenile detention center. He's in actual county jail. It's crazy, man. And I think the parents, you know, they, I think they, you know, they realized what they did, and they try to make a run for it, you know. They try to make a run for it, and, you know, they were apprehended. You know, they were arrested. You know, and this brings back the whole thing about gun control. You know, gun control has been a big thing for the last several years, man. You know, should we have guns? Should we not have guns? You know, should there be more strict guidelines put in place for someone to obtain a firearm? Here's what I think. You know, I think anyone who's been a felon should not get a gun. Period. Especially if you've been charged with a violent crime in the past. I think everybody should undergo a mental health evaluation before they're allowed to purchase a gun. I'm not saying that's going to ultimately prevent shootings, but I definitely think mental health evaluations should be put in place for someone who wants to purchase a firearm. And here's the thing. Like, people are going to get guns regardless, whether it's legally or illegally. You know, it's going to happen regardless, man. Someone's going to find a way to obtain a gun. You know, whether they get it on the street or whether they buy it from, you know, a local gun store. You know, because here in Van Wert, we have Rule King, which, you know, like, people can buy, like, farm equipment and stuff like that, but they also have a gun section. You know, and I talked about this before. My asshole ex-best friend of mine, Marcel, used to work at Rule King. He was, he worked in the gun department. And he told me that he had to make sure that his paperwork was spot on. You know, that he had to make sure that he was selling a gun to the right person. You know, he had to make sure that he wasn't selling a gun to somebody who shouldn't have one. Because if any of that paperwork doesn't mesh, if something's not right, then the ATF could come in and arrest him and the buyer. Yeah, man, like, this is some serious fucking business, man, you know, when it comes to buying a gun, you know, because they want to make sure that nobody, or that somebody doesn't have a gun that shouldn't have a gun. But people slip through the cracks, and then stuff like this happens. You know, school shootings, university shootings, you know, shootings at your local supermarket, gas station shootings, liquor store shootings, you know, this shit happens. People slip through the cracks. And that's why whether they purchased the gun, you know, in the store, or whether they got it illegally in the streets. You know, you can't stop the circulation of guns, dude. You know, gangs have guns. You know, people who commit crimes get guns illegally, you know. Like, it's shit that happens, you know. However, you know, there are people out there who have carry and conceal permits. And they're very knowledgeable about gun safety. Like, take my girlfriend's brother, for example. He is very knowledgeable about guns, but he's also safe using guns. You know, I've shot guns with him before and stuff, you know. We would go out to his parents' yard and whatnot, and you know, there's like a little section of the yard where we can shoot at, and you know, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, I'm inexperienced when it comes to guns in a way. You know, I mean, I know how to shoot, obviously, but you know, I mean, hell, I couldn't break a gun down and put it back together, or I don't know nothing about cleaning guns or anything like that, you know? So I'm kind of like a noob when it comes to guns. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a noob to shoot a gun and kill somebody. You know? That's the thing, man. I mean, you can be safe with a gun, and then but something accidental happens, and you end up accidentally shooting somebody and killing them. Like, guns are dangerous, man. You know, like, they're nothing to take lightly. Because, like I said before, with a single pull of a trigger, you can end someone's life. And that's a scary thought in itself, man, because, like, yeah, you can, man, I mean, you might get lucky and they survive, you know. You know, they just have the will to survive in that moment. But not everybody does, man. Hell, you could shoot somebody one time and kill them. You know, whether you shoot them in the head or you shoot them in the heart or you shoot them in the leg and they bleed out, you know. Or you hit a, you know, an artery, and then they just die. I mean, like, here's the thing, man. When I was in high school, there was this kid who was autistic. He was autistic, but, like, he could still, like, function in a normal classroom. He was bullied quite a bit. He told somebody that he was going to bring a gun to school and kill some people. He said that's what he was going to do. And then this person that he told this to told our guidance counselor. And they prevented it from happening. And I think about that every now and then, you know, especially when something like this happens, or like, wow, that could have been me. You know, I could have been in a school shooting situation, you know. Could have been a potential victim. You know, I never bullied this kid, you know. I mean, I wasn't friends with him either, you know, but at the same time, you know, when someone's pushed to their limit, they're pushed to a breaking point where they feel like the only way out is, you know, the only way they can get revenge on their tormentors is by killing them. Then, fuck, man. You know, I mean, all bets are off at that point. And they might decide to kill other people just because. You know, they're so far gone that they just view everybody as collateral damage. You know, and I just think if Ethan Crumbly had somebody he could talk to, you know, a friend at school or somebody, you know, somebody that could have told a teacher or like, look, hey, you know, I think Ethan brought a gun to school, you know, I think he might try to, you know, use it. Then, you know, I think a lot of this could have been prevented. And unfortunately, this incident has, you know, spawned off a lot of copycat threats. I shit you not. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of copycat threats that have been made. Not only in Detroit, but in Wisconsin and Florida, you know, like fucking A. There's a lot of panic going on right now in the world, guys. There's a lot of panic going on in the world right now. You know, not just with, you know, COVID and people dying from COVID and shit like that. It's, you know, shit like this. You know, the world is unsafe as it is. Now when you throw this into it, you know, like, nowhere is safe anymore, man. Not our schools, you know, not our, you know, public, or grocery stores, like, nothing, nowhere safe anymore, guys. Nowhere is safe. Like, literally, the only place that is safe is your home. For most people. My condolences go out to the families of those affected by the Oxford school shooting. And I'm hoping that, you know, there are measures that are taken, not just with Oxford, but for, you know, around the country to prevent stuff like this from happening again. But that'll conclude this episode, guys. I'd like to thank you guys for listening and tuning in as always. And I will talk to you again very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.